Philadelphia's blue-collar union, District Council 33, says it will not extend its contract past June 30th, setting up a possible walkout. Union President Greg Boulware says the situation is dire as the city faces the possibility of its first municipal worker strike since the 1980s.
We were asking for 8% for each year of a four-year deal. The city initially came back with 2% for each year of a four-year deal. The city has since modified their proposal down to a three-year deal. The increments have come up as far as the wages have been just barely above the 2% offer that they initially offered.
The Barker administration has not commented publicly on negotiations. It is mosquito spraying season. WHYY's Alan Tu tells us what Camden County is doing to keep the mosquito population under control.
Lauren Bonus is the entomologist at the Camden County Mosquito Commission. She says this time of year, they are spraying to keep the insects to a minimum.
We try to do most of our control when the mosquitoes are larvae in water. A lot of it is either draining the water or treating the water. So that's a larvicide that will kill the mosquito larvae, prevent them from turning into adults. Once they are adults, you really are only limited to spraying. That's the only real control you can have.
Bonus says they are constantly keeping tabs on the mosquitoes and the viruses they are carrying.
So we do the whole county, we monitor it. So we set traps for surveillance. So that's population surveillance, what species we have, how many species we have. And then we do disease surveillance. So that's a different type of trap where we are trapping and testing those mosquitoes for mosquito-vectored viruses such as West Nile virus, Eastern equine encephalitis, viruses we have.
People can do their part, according to Bonus, by draining any standing water, which is a breeding ground for mosquitoes. I'm Alan Tu, WHYY News.
We've got some showers north of the city right now. 67 and cloudy here in Philadelphia, going up to a high today around 71.